Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man cited for driving under suspension while removing bags of salt from a trash can at a local business. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Around 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday night, while Campbell County Sheriff's deputies were completing an unrelated traffic stop near Tractor Supply, they noticed a flatbed truck parked near the garbage bin at Tractor Supply with its lights off and approached the vehicle, according to Lieutenant Paul Ponnell. The man told deputies he was pulling water softener bags out of the garbage. They observed several bags loaded onto the truck. After requesting identification, deputies learned the 40-year-old's driver's license was suspended on another charge related to narcotics. A canine was dispatched to the scene for a sniff, which indicated potential narcotics. A search rendered alleged marijuana residue in a container inside the vehicle. The driver admitted to using methamphetamine approximately 2 months before. Showing no visible signs of impairment, the man was cited for driving under suspension and no insurance. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, and other potential charges are pending. Longtime animal resident gets more than 1,300 followers on Facebook in less than a week. Wyoming has long been known for its beautiful scenery, blue skies, and abundant wildlife. Gillette has its own share of wildlife, deer, antelope, and goatalopes. If you've ever driven past the Wyodak power plant, you may have seen a black antelope, or rather a black goat, hanging around in the fields with his antelope friends. For at least 8 years, the black goat has been using the field by Wyodak as his permanent home. Legend has it he once was a member of John Henry's Country Kennels family, but has always been quite the escape artist. Apparently, his favorite home is in the vast fields around the power plant. He seems to prefer the company of his antelope friends. In fact, most residents think he believes he is actually an antelope. Blackie, Billy, or Goatalope, which are some of his most common names, have been a fun distraction from everyday life while residents drive to and from work each day. Visitors passing through Gillette worry about his well-being during the cold months of the year, which result in many welfare calls to our Campbell County Sheriff's Office. Under Sheriff Quentin Reynolds recalled many occasions where concerned people called to inquire about Goatalope and were informed that he's been living the good life in the area for many, many years. He has no shortage of admirers who bring him snacks for his dietary pleasure. But remember, he lives on land owned by the power plant, so be careful not to trespass while visiting him. Erica Von Cannon, a local realtor, noticed all the buzz on Gillette Area Classifieds on Facebook recently and decided it was time Blackie, Billy, or Goatalope had his own fan club via Facebook. She created the Wyodak Goatalope Fan Club Facebook in late December. Von Cannon said, "I thought it would be a fun joke to make him a fan page. I never dreamed we'd have over 1,200 followers in less than a week's time." For those who want to learn more about him, follow his movements documented by his fans, or just enjoy the simplicity of a local resident enjoying life as a part of Gillette's community, you can like his page, the Wyodak Goatalope Fan Club, and join the fun. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen.